Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Welcome, everybody, to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. I am super, super excited for this week's show. It's one of my favorite new topics with somebody that I just love and adore and have so much fun playing with. We're going to be talking this week about being bad, being you. And I wonder what that is, and I wonder where we'll go. And our guest this week is the lovely and amazing Miss Lauren Marie. Lauren is an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator. She's a Being You Certified Facilitator. She's a Joy Business Facilitator. She's a mom of two of the cutest twins I've ever seen in the whole wide world. Lives in Australia and just an all around super fun and awesome person who also does a lot of work with Access Consciousness and runs the Being You program. And so she's just a little bit busy.
You make me sound busy.
I know. So here we are talking about being bad, being you, because you probably can't be as busy as you are and be good, I would imagine.
Oh boy, that just brought up a whole bunch of stuff already.
So everything that is. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, fun shirts, boys, and hands.
God. It was funny when you said mom of the cutest, you know, twins or whatever. I was like, oh, speaking of being bad, being you, like they're so always being bad and being them. Like,
yeah, really, well, they're two. They're that age where that's just part of the age, you know.
Terrible twos.
Yeah. It doesn't really ever stop, though, from what I've seen.
You're supposed to lie and say that it does. That's yeah. What everyone else says.
No, it has gotten a lot easier for me. 10 and 12 is really fun. I'm digging 10 and 12 right now.
Good.
Yeah. So what do we want to talk about being bad, being you? There's a million different things we could say about this topic.
Definitely. I mean, when you just said, yeah, you can't be that busy and be good, it's like, I think that is something that people come up against when it's like, if you're going to do one thing, you can kind of try and get it right. But if you're going to do 10 million things, some of them just don't always go according to plan.
So. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And it's like, and I've had to really look at that, like, how many things can I do, but not even amount wise, but just space wise, like tackling a lot greater, bigger, like stepping up into more and being willing to get it wrong. And it's a huge thing that I've come up against, like over and over, like, okay, I might get this wrong. This might not be perfect. This might go terribly, terribly bad and wrong. And am I willing to go there anyway?
Yeah. It's amazing how I this has been a, you know, part of this topic coming up for me was just what I've been playing with lately and just realizing I got to a point, Lauren was there at the 7 day, the Access Consciousness 7 day class, such a brilliant class about actually where is the party that is worth having. And I started looking at, okay, well, is my life a party that's worth having? And it was like, no. And right before that class, and then right after that class, I was like extra super unhappy. And I just started looking at that, like, okay, what would it be like if my life was a party that was worth having every day, like every single day, just fun and joy. And I realized that this whole thing of being bad was so something that I wasn't willing to do and to be. And I started to just go, okay, well that makes life not fun. So what else would I like to choose? And just looking at, if I was really choosing what is fun for me, what is joyful for me, what is, you know, like, and not worrying about getting it right or succeeding or not failing or whatever, there was just so much more I just started choosing things and started to give, like, even just giving myself permission to choose things that I would have normally been like, no, I can't, that's bad, you know? And it's created so much. I'm having so much fun. It's really cool. My life is now a party that's worth having.
No, it's such a good point. Like, what came up in the 7 day was being terrible.
Yeah.
And how, and I just, it makes me laugh every time I say it's like, it goes beyond being bad. Like, being terrible is way worse than being bad, but somehow it makes it more funny.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. Are you willing to be a terrible, you know, terrible mom, a terrible business person, a terrible wife, a terrible whatever you're being, and being terrible at it? It just makes me laugh.
Yeah. Totally. Totally. Me too. And I love that we talked about the terrible twos, because that it is like, if you look at that kind of the energy of like the terrible 2 year olds, you know, it is just this like completely irrational, you know, it's like, it's all about me, you know? And it's funny because we get so, you know, as we like become adults, you know, it's like, no, you can't have, like, that's wrong. That's not a good energy to have. That's whatever. And sometimes just even giving ourselves permission to go, you know what? That's one of the things I've been doing, is just going, okay, I'm going to find out how terrible I actually am. Like, I'm going to find out how judgeable I actually am by letting myself have more fun than I've ever allowed myself to. And it's like, it's just been so cool just to see, you know, the judgments that come up with that and how it's not, none of it's real, you know, none of it's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of it's real. And it's a whole lot more freeing if you allow yourself to indulge in those ways of being that you've judged as bad or terrible or wrong, or you shouldn't be or do that. Like the terrible two thing, it just, they do whatever, scream, cry, pout, like, throw themselves on the floor. I mean, they just don't have a point of view about this is how I should be. Like, should isn't a thing.
Yeah.
So they just do or be whatever. And it's like total freedom, you know. It's not very comfortable for anyone else around them.
But that doesn't matter.
They're having fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, let's talk. I mean, there's a lot of different areas that we could even look at. It might be fun to just kind of go through different areas of life and just look at, like, so we're both Joy business facilitators, and we both do a lot of, we're really, you know, just active with creating business. Where have you seen, Lauren, that bringing that energy in, like being willing to be terrible, being willing to fail, being willing to be bad in business has created something different for you?
Well, recently, so we talk about in Joy business these sort of three roles that you can do, or three things you need in your business, which is creator, connector, mover. And I've been really looking at, because sometimes I can do all three, as I know you can as well. And sometimes one is more fun than the other. And I was just like talking to somebody the other day, like, creation is my guilty pleasure. Like, if I'm creating, it's like having dessert first. Like, if I get up and then I have all these things that I'm supposed to do according to, you know, what should be handled, what everyone needs from me, answering emails, making return calls, like all this stuff that I don't want to do. Mm-hmm. And then there's like this thing on the side that's bright and shiny that's going like, create me, create me, create me. Mm-hmm. And I've been waking up an hour earlier and not turning on my email or my Skype and actually creating. And just, it could be just sitting and thinking, like, you know, creating in my mind, or it could be writing some stuff down or doing some research or whatever, but it's putting energy into some things that I want to create in business that are not on my current to-do list and aren't on this list. But it's so funny because it's like, I know that that's going to create more for me, my family, the future. Like, there's no reason that it should be bad, but in my mind it's like, oh, I'm being so, like, it's this guilty pleasure, you know. And for, I know that sounds crazy. Most people, it would be, you know, doing something other than working. But for me, like, creating is, like, so much fun. It feels wrong. Like, it feels bad and naughty. I'm like, I should be doing all this other stuff that's work and that's boring. And I, you know, all the stuff I don't want to do. But I'm actually creating. And it's like, ooh, but it makes me so happy.
That is so cool. I love that. I love that. Well, and it is, like, anything that we think we should do or shouldn't do is, it traps us, you know, into that, like, well, I should do this so that I can be good, you know, or I shouldn't do that so that I'm not being bad. And there's no fun in that, you know, like, even if, and sometimes it's even just getting over the shoulds that helps us to actually have fun doing whatever it is, you know, but also just get, like, giving ourselves that play of, like, oh, all right, well, I'm going to do this thing that I think is, like, so sneaky. And I love it. I love it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think too, like, this is, we talk about this a lot in Joy of Business as well. This, like, success and failure, you know, and how success is, it, like, business in this reality is so much about, you know, succeeding and not failing. So trying to succeed and get it right, and then trying not to fail and get it wrong. Trying to be good by succeeding, trying to not be bad by failing. And there's something so liberating for people. And I know I've experienced this too, when I just go, no, I'm really, really willing to fail. I'm really willing to fail. Like, I'm willing to, I feel like I just spent a month kind of doing that, going, all right, well, there's something really different that's being asked for in my life right now, with this whole conversation of joy and fun and, like, being bad. And it's like, so would I, you know, like, just inviting myself to find out, you know, all those things that I'm terrified will happen if I, you know, I'm a bad person, or if I fail, or if I do something wrong, you know, it's like, well, let's just find out if that's actually true. 'Cause that might just be a point of view, you know?
And what's happened? Have you failed?
No, actually I have not. I haven't failed. So far, so good. I'm having more fun than ever before. And there's some really cool stuff. I'm creating a lot. There's some really cool stuff that I'm creating, and finding too that it's like there's this different space of creation and even just getting things done and accomplished that is really different for me. Like, it's a different space than I've ever been willing to give myself before, where it's a lot more ease. And I think that's also one of the things, is like, ease in this reality is bad. Like, it's being bad is also like having ease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, you're doing, you know, you're doing it right if it's really hard and it takes you a long time and it struggles and you're, like, sweating at the end of the day and you're, like, exhausted.
Totally. What's up with that? Yeah. So
maybe we should clear it.
Yes. Everything that is. Ever you decided
right,
that is.
Really,
yeah. Yeah. Ever you decided that's the way to go. Yeah. So what else, like, around business and being bad, and just, like, what else have you been playing with in terms of even, like, giving people some pragmatic tools that they can start using?
I think looking at the success and failure, and even where you've judged your past successes or failures, is a good place to uncreate and destroy where you've judged yourself as either succeeding or failing. Because, like, I had a business a few years ago that I shut down, closed, sold, whatever. And I could judge that as a failure, or I could judge that as a success, or I could do whatever with it. But it's like anything I do with that is a stopping point. Like, and for a long time I was like, oh, that failed. Well, based on what? Like, I didn't hold on to it forever. If I held on to it forever, then it would be a success. Like, is that really true? Or, and just questioning, like, what makes that a failure? Oh, it didn't make me X amount of money. Well, does that mean it failed? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like just really questioning why, like, what is that that's making it a failure or a success? Because like, if you have, I don't know, a certain amount of money that you want to make, and once you make it, then you're a success. Well, can you ever create beyond it? So if you destroy and uncreate everything you've defined as your past success and failures, it allows you to create something greater today.
Yes, totally. That is so huge, because it's all a judgment. It's just all a judgment. Like, trying to create any particular result, whether it's success or not failing, you know, it's all a judgment. And then you don't get to have the joy of creating and finding out, you know, what else you could create, like new things that you could create. That's a huge.
Well, I read the other day that Post-it notes were a failed invention.
Yeah. I know.
Which I thought was hilarious. Yeah. How many billions of dollars did that failed invention make?
Totally. I love that. Yeah. Yeah. And but if they had gone into judgment of the Post-it notes, you know, was it glue or tape or something?
I think it was supposed to stick forever and it didn't. And so that was failed. But then people were like, oh, you can actually use these for other things. Yeah. And then everyone loved it. And you know, yeah. It went crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. But if they had judged it and not gotten, there's more and we're at our first break. So we're going to be bad and we're going to just leave you right there hanging. And so this is Heather Nichols here with Lauren Marie. We're on Creating Beyond Reality Radio and we will be back in a moment.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the BARS. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer, a seeker, an outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series. My gift to you. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols.
If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at heathernichols.com. That's Heather at heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Creating Beyond Reality Radio, and this is Heather Nichols. We're here this week with Lauren Marie talking about being bad, being you. And we were just chatting about business, and we thought it'd be fun to kind of take a little adventure through different areas of life where this conversation applies, which it really applies to everything. The willingness to be bad, the willingness to fail, really just, it creates some freedom that I've never seen before, that I'm super grateful for. So let's talk about that. So this is going to be like the super jam packed show where we're doing like three topics in an hour. So let's go to relationships now. Let's put the relationship topic on the chopping block. Being bad in relationships, being bad and being you in relationships. What you got?
Well, I think so many people try to get it right, and that there is a good way or a right way to have a relationship or not have a relationship or be. And I know for me, it's comes up a lot with being a mom, being a good mom. Mm-hmm. It's not good to be a bad mom. You want to be a good mom. Mm-hmm. Although I did think that movie was hilarious. Bad Moms, you guys should all watch. Cause it was actually a great, story about a mom who was willing to be bad and actually sort of came out like all the other moms that were trying to get it right and be perfect, sort of saw her go, you know what? Like, screw that, I'm going to be me. And she was having way more fun than them. So they sort of came around and changed. But it's like really questioning what is good for you, not what is being good in this reality according to other people's standards with being a mom or being a whatever partner. For me, getting married and having kids and always looking at, okay, am I trying to do this or be this way for someone else, whether it's my husband or my kids or, I don't know, my mom or whoever? Or am I actually choosing what works for me? And that's bad. Like, it's seen as wrong. Mm-hmm. A lot if you don't try to do it the way everyone else thinks you should. Yeah. Again, the should word.
Totally. It is, and there's so many, you know, one of the things we talked about a lot in the 7-day class that we were referring to earlier is agendas. And, you know, all areas really of life are where we have tons of agendas. And I've been so fascinated looking at this with relationships of just what agendas people do have with each other and, you know, people in my life have with me and I have with them. And when you're so much of how that shows up in relationships is just like trying to control each other based on our agendas and based on what we've decided is the best thing to be or to do or to choose. And,
Totally. Sorry. I was just like, this is huge.
Yeah, it is huge.
Well, my kids have one agenda at the moment, and it's to get whatever they want. Like, that is their main agenda. Get whatever they want. Like, that, they don't really, there's nothing else.
Yeah.
And so I've really had to look at, well, get whatever they want makes them happy. So if they don't get what they want, then they're not happy, like, or they would appear not happy, at least temporarily. So I've had to really look at, okay, am I to fulfill this agenda for my kids? That's one choice. Mm-hmm. So in any moment that could look like whatever, like giving them the chocolate that they want or letting them climb up the, you know, crazy flight of like thing that looks really dangerous. Like, mm-hmm. That's what they want to do. Right. Yeah. So that's a choice. Like, make them happy. let them do what they want, fulfill their agenda, or something else. And it's such a choice in every moment with them, because they're always on the go. They're always doing something crazy and wanting something. And I really had to look at where I had made it right or good to make them happy and fulfill their agenda. And is that really like the right choice for me? Is that the right choice for creating the future? I mean, it's like if in that moment they want to climb up something and it's like really dangerous, you know, I might want to look at, okay, what is this choice going to create? Or like last night, they ate sugar all day yesterday. They were in class and they came home and their dad gave them ice cream for dinner. And I was like, seriously? You know, that's what they wanted. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, sure, here you go. You know, it's easier just to give it to him than not. And I was like, oh my God. But like, what did that choice create? Like another hour of them bouncing off the walls and like not going to bed. And I was like, oh. So it's like, you know, not that, well, it's like that was bad, right? Give them ice cream. But it was such a bad dad. But it was good because it made them happy, right? No, but it was bad because it was sugar. It's like, no, it was good. It was bad. It was good. It's like, no, it's just a choice, you know?
Yep, totally. Yep. Yeah, and the whole bad mom thing, you could say, that's being a bad dad, you know? I mean, from their point of view, from your kid's point of view, he was being a good dad.
Yeah, you know? Totally.
From this reality's point of view, that's being a really bad dad, you know? And this is, to me, where the being you part comes in really dynamically, is like, okay, so, you know, it's not bad or good. It's just a choice. And so when you begin to trust and like to have the awareness, like to have your awareness and to go, okay, this is what's true for me. This is what I'm aware of. Let me look at, you know, what will this create if I give them ice cream for dinner? You know, you're no longer in their agenda, and you're also no longer in this reality's agenda that, you know, your children really should be eating broccoli for dinner. And that's what makes you a good parent. You know, you get to actually have awareness, which is very different from good and bad.
Yeah. And looking at where you're fulfilling other people's, or trying to fulfill other people's agendas rather than, you know, anything else. It's like such a huge topic, like just looking at, okay, well, what is my husband's agenda? And am I fulfilling that by, you know, am I being a good wife to fulfill my husband's agenda? But like, is that really being a good wife, or would being a good wife, according to me, be something different?
Yeah. So talk about that. Like, how do you, so if somebody's like, okay, cool, I get it, this is interesting, and how the hell do I know what it is to be a good, you know, to like, what it is, what's true for me? Like, how do I know what's true for me with all of this?
Yeah. I mean, it's what's true for you. And it's also being pragmatic about it and looking at what's going to create the life and the living that you would like to create. I mean, like my husband does this thing where sometimes he goes into this, like, I don't know, sad, like pouty sort of bleh thing. And for years, I'm like trying to make him happy. Okay, like, let me try this. Will that make him happy? Let me try that. Will that make him happy? And it's like, okay, what am I doing? Oh, trying to make my husband happy. Well, that's stupid. Like, he's the one that chooses if he's happy or not happy. So another choice would be just let him, you know, just let him be whatever he's going to be. He's going to be depressed. Fine. Mm-hmm. You know, leave the kids with him while they're screaming. It'll help him. Like, why am I resisting him choosing to be grumpy or sad or depressed? Like, let me encourage him. Here are two screaming kids. Bye bye. I'm going to the beach, you know? And once I
turn it up,
yeah, exactly. If that's what
he wants, really,
why
that's really bad, by the way, just so you know. That's really bad.
I know. But what's funny, because the dynamic, if you look at like me resisting his choice to be sad, okay, I don't want him to be sad. That's uncomfortable for me. I don't like that. That sucks. Let me get him out of it. So there's like this tug of war happening where he wants to go this way and I want him to go this way. And then there's like, oh, he wants to be depressed here. And it's like letting go of the rope. There you go. Have your depression and let me help. And then you start piling more of it. Here you go. Here you go. Here. And it's funny because as soon as I do that, whenever that dynamic happens and I stop resisting it and I go, oh, I see what you're choosing. Let me help you. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden he goes, wait, I don't want to be depressed. Like, what are you doing? You know? and he actually comes out of it way faster.
Yeah. It's amazing. And that's getting out of the agendas of relationships and into the space of what's actually possible when you are willing to have allowance for somebody and their choices and what they're actually choosing, not what they might say that they want. And actually just go, okay, like I'm going to honor that in you. And, you know, that's clearly something that you're choosing right now. And then there's no push in either direction. There's no agenda. There's no sense of like, you know, anybody has to fight for their reality against anybody else. He gets to actually go, oh, okay, cool. Great. I get to be grumpy. Now, do I actually want to choose to be grumpy? Oh, maybe not. You know, it's amazing how much that opens the space for people.
And not having any expectation that he will come out of it. Like, that's the other thing. It's not like, oh, here's a trick to get him to do what I really want. It's like actually having allowance for it. Like, okay, he may choose depressed, pouty thing forever. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, but really, you know, he may never make another choice. Or like, if he doesn't want to succeed, like that's the other thing of being willing, not making him happy and letting him fail have been like my two biggest things. Same with the kids. I'm sure I'm the only one who ever tries to make people happy and not let them fail.
That's unique to you. But,
But I have quite a bit more experience in business and work, you know, with him than him. And there's been so many times when I've seen like a possibility or, oh, if he just did this, oh my God, like he would, you know, have this amazing business or like thing that he would love and it would make him so much money and he would be so happy. And I like see this whole future and I have to really stop myself from because I've tried, you know, to help him create that. And what does he do?
Mm-hmm.
Resist it.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing, crazy woman? Like,
yeah, that's awesome. So you can just, it's amazing. Like that, the freedom of that comes when you give people choice, you know, with total allowance and interesting point of view. And it's just like, yeah, you can choose whatever you're going to choose and that's fine, you know, and it's not a push or a resistance. It's just a space, really a space of honoring somebody and that they have choice, that they even have it, you know, which is also something that's really bad in this reality is having choice.
Well, as a wife, you're supposed to like nag your husband and make him do what, you know, is best and, you know, right? It's like, I see so many people like, well, how are you going to train your husband? And I'm like, what? He's not a dog. Like, you know,
oh my God.
He's not doing what I want now, but that doesn't mean that I train him to do what I want. It means I look at what's actually going to work. Like, okay. You know, and being really pragmatic, but I mean, from really basic, like, okay, he just doesn't, whatever, like clean the dishes or he always leaves his socks on the floor or whatever. And it's like, okay, allowance. Like let's just assume he'll always leave the dishes and the socks. Like that will, he's not going to change. Let's just come to terms with that. And what choice do I have?
Yeah.
Like if I don't like it, I could pick them up. Mm-hmm. I could hire a maid. Mm-hmm. I could, you know, hate him and be mad at him and not give him sex and punish him. You know, like these are all choices.
Yeah. That people do every day.
Yeah. Or yeah, yell at him, nag him. Like these are choices and what's really going to work for me. Do I really like being a nag or being grumpy and, you know, or do I want to just go, oh, cool. He leaves the socks on the floor. Like, what's going to make me happy today with the socks?
I know. It's amazing. Like I'm such a clean freak and, that has been so liberating for me. Like, cause I used to clean my house after everybody and be like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I can't believe I have to do this, you know, and just be like pissed about it. And now I'm like, no, I'm doing this for me. Nobody else cares. I'm doing this for me, you know?
Exactly.
And it just makes the whole thing so much easier.
And I think that's the key, is doing it for you and not having a point of view that someone else should have the same point of view that you do.
Yeah, totally, totally, totally. So I'm just looking at like, cause relationships is really one of those areas where, well, we have, there's a whole, this is actually, it's so funny. We didn't even plan this. We're doing something really cool here. There's a series going on right now with the Being You facilitators money and relationships and bodies. Being you with money, being you with your body, being you with relationships. So we're sort of doing that in a way on the show.
Funny that.
But it really is like, because this is just such a thing that pervades every area of life. And just the willingness to give ourselves the space to actually have a sense of what's true for us is such a huge piece of what actually, like even just going into that, stepping into that conversation with ourselves opens that up so dynamically for us to have more awareness and more choice and more freedom and more ease and more fun. So I don't know where I'm going with that. I just noticed we're actually at our second break. So we're going to be really bad again and just stop right now. And we will be back. So this is Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols here with Lauren Marie, and we'll be back in a moment.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer? A seeker? An outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series. My gift to you. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment. You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at HeatherNichols.com. That's Heather at HeatherNichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Creating Beyond Reality Radio, and this is Heather Nichols. We're here this week with Lauren Marie, talking about being bad, being you, and all kinds of other fun stuff. And we were just mentioning, actually, before the break that there is a series going on right now with the Being You Facilitators that is all about the topics of money, bodies, and relationship, being you with money, bodies, and relationships. And you can, where do people go? Is it just on the Access Consciousness side? Is there like a fancy link?
There is a fancy link. You can actually go to zoom.beingyouadventures.com. And that has all the information about the three different topics, and each one you can join separately. The one in December will be on bodies, and then January will be on relationships. And we actually have Dr. Dane here, who is the creator of the Being You program series book movement, and he'll be on the final call in February. Yeah. So
cool.
That's very exciting.
And there's also another, so Lauren and I are actually going to be facilitating together in Australia and online on December 5th.
Fifth year, fourth like, in the States.
Yeah, exactly. I can never get it right because it's in the future for the U.S. December 4th in the U.S. and Europe and the 6th in Australia. And so there's a, it's, I am so excited about this day. It's basically it's called What Else is Possible. It's a specialty class that is, we're going to have four different segments for the day. So four 90 minute segments. One, a Joy of Business segment with Simone Millicis, who's the founder of Joy of Business, and Lauren and I doing a segment on being you. We have Christopher Hughes doing Right Voice for You. And then we have Rebecca Hulse and Margie Hulse doing Right Riches for You. So another journey through the different topics of business, being you, and Right Voice, and money. And that is actually, I think this day is just such a cool creation. It's it'll be, as we said, live in Australia and live streamed on the Access Consciousness TV site. So you can join us from anywhere in the world. And it's $250 for the day, which to me is just a total steal for the amount of just awesomeness that I think is going to be going on that day. So, so you can join us at it's accessconsciousness.com/WEIP. Short for What Else is Possible, if you would like to come and play with us there. So,
yes.
So we're going to talk about bodies now, just to be bad and make it even more fun. This is actually a topic that has been, it was one of the big things that changed for me in Access was, I was so good with my body before I found Access. I was so good. I had like the cleanest diet and I did the yoga and I still do yoga cause I love it. But I really, like, for years I would get sick, I would have allergies, I would, like, all this weird stuff going on with my body, and I just tried and tried and tried to be good and to get it right and to do, like, the right acupuncture and the right homeopathy and the right whatever to make my body actually have ease. And turns out I was judging the crap out of my body and the food I was putting into it and the food that I wasn't putting into it and not listening to what my body was asking for. And once I started playing with access consciousness and these tools and really getting out of judgment of everything, including what I was eating, including my body, including what my body was asking for, everything changed. And I didn't do anything specific. It was just like a life of time of allergies was gone, and I never got sick again, and I wasn't tired anymore. And that to me is one of the cool, like really fun, super different things about being bad. It's like my diet now is so bad. It's terrible. It's so, so bad. And I drink way more. Like I sort of, you know, live on like coffee and water and Coke and cocktails and cheese and crackers. And I am healthier than I've ever been in my life. So how does it get better than that?
What, you mean there's not a right way to eat and drink? Like, that's a lie?
I know. Crazy, crazy. And I have more fun, you know? I mean, I give my body what is fun and joyful and what it's asking for, you know, rather than what I think it's supposed to have. I know you, Lauren, have had a lot of change with your body too from these tools.
Oh, I was just thinking because when we were in Costa Rica and we did the 7-day there, and a bunch of stuff was changing in my body, but I had done this cleanse, you know, that's what you're supposed to do, cleanse, mm-hmm. and cut out a whole bunch of stuff from my diet that was bad. Like, this is just recent, so I should know better. But I did, you know, went back into sort of this reality, like, I want to change these things in my body, so I will do, you know, what you're supposed to do, that, mm-hmm. which is not a question. It's like, okay, someone else's point of view, I will cut out, you know, meat and dairy. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember now, like everything that's, you know, yummy and do fresh squeezed juice in the morning and lunch and night and like whatever. And my body, like, oh my God, I just blew up. Like I looked like 6 months pregnant. Mm. My face like completely broke out. It was like a mess. I had like stuffy nose. Like I got really sick. Like all this stuff happened. Like it just went blah. And I was like, oh my God. And first thing I did was get really mad at my body for not doing what it was supposed to do and being bad. And I was like, you know, fuck you, body. Like, why aren't you doing what you're supposed to do? Like, I'm doing all this stuff, you know, that's right and hard, and I hate it, and I went through this thing, and then I was like, oh my God, fuck this. Yeah. Like, I'm just going to go back to, like, doing what I want, and doing what I want, but I guess there's two ways to do what you want, which is one is to like be in resistance to all the good, natural, healthy stuff and, you know, cheat on your diet. Mm-hmm. And there's another way, which is like to let go of all your freaking judgments, which we have about food and whatever, ingestion, and all the judgments of the body and what your body should do or shouldn't do with what you're putting in it, and all the my judgments about how much I was exercising, like all that. Yeah. I was just like, screw that. Okay, I'm going to just enjoy, and if my body wants to change, then fine. And if it doesn't, and I become a fat, disgusting slob and whatever, then fine. But at least I'll be having fun. And I really like let it go, and just wait, like in any moment, be like, okay, body, do you want to eat anything? Do you want to drink anything? Sure. And it could be anything, like wine, coffee, like, I mean, mm-hmm. more, like, I still have been doing fresh, like, watermelon juice and kale juice, like, and other stuff, but because I wanted it, like, because it was fun for me in a totally different, not should point of view.
Yeah.
And also came across, like, just to include in the conversation, doesn't mean you stop, like, I also came across this sort of herb supplement thing that I started to, because my body was like that, and mm-hmm. I was like, okay,
yeah,
that's really disgusting, but you want it. And I actually started taking it every morning, and it changed like what was going on in my digestion, and like, so it was all of it, And all that stuff went away in, I think, a week.
Wow, that's cool.
And everyone's been like, what are you doing? Are you dieting? I'm like, no, I went back to eating like whatever the hell I want and drinking whatever I want and having fun. And sometimes I exercise, which isn't really exercise. It's more like just go play on the beach. And sometimes I don't. And like, it just was the total opposite of what you'd think is good for your body.
Yeah.
Or a good way to be with your body, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it's very similar to that piece that we were talking about with the relationships, where when you just get into allowance, you know, whether it's of the food choices or your body, what it wants, or your partner and what they're doing, you know, then there's just this space, you know, there's a space for what's actually true for you, you know, and that, you know, we were touching on that before the break of like that. You know, how do you know what's true for you, you know, in a world where everybody's telling you what should be true and what is right, good, perfect, and correct and all that. And it's just amazing how getting out of the judgment, because bad is a judgment, good is a judgment, right is a judgment, wrong is a judgment. Getting out of the judgment of all of it gives you freedom and choice.
Just terrible.
Terrible. And I'm glad you said that, because it actually is. Like, in this reality, having freedom and choice is terrible.
Yeah.
It's totally terrible. Like, you're not actually supposed to have it. You're not allowed to have it. You're not, if you have choice and you're not a victim of your circumstances, then you are terrible. You are bad.
Yeah. It's the same thing, like you said, with ease, like having too much ease. And it's like being able to change your body with ease is so wrong.
Yeah.
And I find like especially those topics we're talking about with bodies, if it comes to easy, like you want to almost, like people go, oh, did you lose weight? And you want to like come up with some story to tell them about how hard it was, you know? Like, it's the same thing with money or business. It's like, oh my God, how did you create that? And you want to have this like, oh God, it was so hard, you know, but in reality, was it? Mm-hmm. It's like, no, it was just a choice and he did what was fun. And it was like, I mean, I think that's the way that people that are really successful in business or have ease with their body, it's really when they're doing what they love.
Yeah.
It's not when they're really struggling and making things hard.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. Like, and that just, the willingness, it sounds so easy, and yet it's like there's a level of like tenacity and courage in a way that is required to choose to live with that much choice and that much freedom, because you're no longer in the like the status quo of this reality and everybody else's reality and what has been decided is, you know, how everybody's supposed to roll, you know. It's just like, you know, it can really piss people off. If you have that much fun, you people are going to get very, very mad. And then you'll be even more terrible.
Exactly. Because it brings up wherever they're not willing to choose that ease and freedom or joy or possibility for them.
Yep. Totally. So we just have a few more minutes. Anything else that you want to let people know, or just like we cannot possibly end this radio show without this piece or this tool? Or...
Oh, be bad. It's way more fun than being good.
I know.
Gary Douglas to say.
That's my favorite. That's one of my favorite quotes. That was in my most recent newsletter, actually, at the very top.
It's true. Like, what if good and bad were both judgments designed to stop and limit you? And what if you could stop making them real and be willing to be as an infinite being would be anything? Be good when it works, be bad when it works, be whatever somebody wants when it works, be not that when it works, and actually start choosing to create you and be you and change the world.
That would be bad.
That would be so bad.
Yeah. So, how can people find you and all of that good stuff if they want more Lauren?
Well, it's pretty easy to remember. Meet Lauren Marie is my website, so come and meet me. And I'm creating my 2018 schedule right now, which I finally will be traveling again. Not that I haven't been traveling, but I've been traveling with the kids, and I've been traveling for quote work, which I will be now traveling to do my own classes again, which I'm so excited about.
That's awesome.
I'm actually coming back to San Francisco, where I lived before I moved to Australia, and getting some classes up for January in San Fran. And I'll be going like pretty much all over the world next year. Asia, Europe, living in Australia, going back to the States. So I'll be all over the place.
That's
way too much fun.
I am so excited for you. That's awesome.
Yay!
That is so
too.
Cool. Yeah. The kitties are finally older and you can you can go.
Sort of leave them a bit and travel more. And and I'm excited for you to come down under, Heather, and play in just a few days, a week.
Yeah, I know. So this show will actually be, we're pre-recording it, but this will be airing just a couple days before the What Else Is Possible, or actually the day before the What Else Is Possible day.
It's tomorrow,
so get on it. Come to Australia. Stream.
Get on your computer.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, what are we going to create that day? It's really, really, really cool. So accessconsciousness.com/WEIP. And you can always, if you hear this show after the fact, the recordings will be available as well. And there's also a podcast. Megan Hill is doing a podcast called What Else Is Possible. And I have no idea where to send people for that. Do you? I'm bad.
I think so.
Okay.
I'm just checking right now, but I think I was wrong.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah. Go to Megan Hill's Facebook page and maybe you'll see it there. And if not, you can always email me and I can hook you up and another podcast. So awesome. Well, thanks so much, Lauren. This is fun as
always. Thank you, Heather.
I'm looking forward to seeing you. And thanks everybody for being here. We'll be back. Actually, next week we're going to be getting even worse and talking about creating from turn on. So that's going to be a terrible show.
So, oh my goodness.
We'll be back next week with more. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.